Joining us now on the line, we have Glenn Sneeman from the organization People Against Racial Classification. And we talk about his campaign to have the term coloured outlawed, as it is deemed racist and offensive. Glenn, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Islam. Good morning to your listeners. Just a correction, it's People Against Race Classification, not racial. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that clarification. So tell us about the history behind this. How long have you been campaigning in this regard? I understand it's a number of years.
Yes, we started in October 2010. So we've been busy now for the last 12 years with the campaign fighting the race blocks.
And what's the process been like thus far?
Okay, it's quite a mammoth of a task. So first, we need to inform people where the race identification derived from. And what people didn't know, and I'm glad that the Minister of Home Affairs confirmed this, is that the Population Registration Act was repealed on 27 June 1991. So on your ID there is no indication of what race you are. Everyone is just registered as a South African. And with the later years, we gathered all the information together and we took it to Parliament, because Parliament needs to amend this law to have the word, for instance, coloured, removed.
So what's been the stumbling block? Why hasn't this been achieved already?
The stumbling block is that the government needs these race blocks in order for the Black Economical Empowerment Program to work, BEE. Mm. And we are telling them, but there are other ways of how you can redress. But I don't have to be a colored. I don't have to be referred to as a colored in order for a BEE policy to work. Let people be named the way they want to be named, or the way they feel comfortable with, and there's other ways to redress. For instance, you can use a poverty barometer, or you can use groups like historically disadvantaged individuals, historically advantaged individuals, those that are foreigners, or to those that is not applicable to. There's other measures, but the two needs to be separated. Personal identity, how people are being identified, and the government's redress program.
So the term coloured in itself, from your perspective, why is it racist or offensive?
That was given by the previous regime, the apartheid government. And how it came about is there was a certain group that they didn't know how to name them. So it's a very much a swear word. And the people, the indigenous people of this country, existed long before that name was created, and this name was forced upon them. Nobody asked them what do you want it to be named, and their identity, the Khoisan people identity, are being concealed by the use of this word colored. And at the same time, it's racist, because to say that putting a black and a white person together creates a mixed person, it's a second-class human being. So it gives the idea that black and white are pure races, which can't be true. All of this is just biology. You cannot mix a human being. With what are you mixing it? With another human being. This can't be right. We are not identified by the color of our skin.
What about the other racial groupings that are used for classification purposes, or it would be claimed identification purposes, black, Indian, white? Do you think all of these terms need to be scrapped?
Eventually, our aim is to have all these terms scrapped, because none of them are accurate. Because in the New South Africa today, 28 years later, we have intermarriages. So what are the new generation called? If you have, for instance, a dark-skinned father and a light-skinned mom, or an Indian mom, brown, you know, the different combinations, parent. So these race books doesn't accurately identify them and still keeps us reminded of the old, odious apartheid race blocks, which in itself keeps the racial tension high in the country. So they should do away with all the blocks.
Where is your campaign at currently? What are you seeking currently in order to take this forward now?
We reached a milestone last week on 24th of February 22 by having this tabled in Parliament. So Parliament gave us a hearing, and they, the Petition and Selection Committee, decided that they're going to ask the National Assembly to debate this there. So we are looking forward for having a national debate on this whole issue, especially in the backdrop. There is not a race classification law. There's an absence of this law. And even the Minister of Labour, Tras Nessie, said it in his media statement last week that everyone in South Africa is Africans. So the term not to exclude certain people as not being African is a bit flawed, you know. It's not only just black people that are African. Everyone is African.
For those who would be interested, I mean, how can they lend support to your campaign?
Well, people can support the campaign by, first of all, getting themselves educated regarding the phenomenon of race and human race classification. All of that information is on our website. Then, whenever you see those blocks, just don't fill it in or tick the other block. Because our proposal, especially now with census, is that people should tick the other block. And then they need to describe as what do they want to be identified. And we propose a cultural identity, which is much more accurate. For instance, someone can like Khoi Khoi or San or Afrikaner or Zulu or Rastafarian or however you feel like being identified, but not skin color, because skin color is going to get the whole thing confused.
All right, Glenn, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Salam alaikum.